Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This is Rosebud.
Oh, shit. There we go. All right. It's time. Because it ain't no whole bunch of you. It's just one you. Only one me. I can't do a whole bunch of shit at once. And neither can you. But we gonna kick it today as if we can. So, I got a lot going on, man. Let me take a breath. I'm gonna start off things to think about. You got to pay attention to this, and I'm going to talk about some history. My dad was a Mason. And I don't know if you know about Masons, but, you know, they're like an organization that has a lot of clout. And no matter how much I asked him about it, he never would tell me about that organization, the Masons. I grew up thinking, you can't get in the Mason unless you go. I mean, you know, I thought about that. Now, when I was grown, I asked my dad about the Masons. And I got the same treat. So I said, fuck it. We ain't no goddamn Mason. Years later, I found out none of my brothers ever was privy to any of that information, except for one, my brother Gene. Come to find out, he was the only one of my dad's sons who let my father see that he qualified to become a man. I don't know what the hell he did. To this day, I don't know what he had. But I accept it. I didn't have it. Now, my point is, organizations that are real and serious about who can be in it stick to their rules. Even blood don't matter unless they qualify. Something as important as religion should be like that. This Abu Dhabi obviously had it like that at one time. Seems as if it was long ago, but, you know, today, instead of the leaders wanting to, you know, whatever religion is, want to guide you, they want to control you. Can't be in our religion only be like this. See, that's more ridiculous statement than I heard in a long time. Because religion, per se, is a way of life and is something you believe in enough to allow your belief to guide you to your destiny. I mean, that's how Americans feel about their organization and what it represents. There's a distinct difference between today's organizations like that and yesterday's. Yesterday's organizations like that, all you have to do is know what to do to get in it. No, today's organizations, all you have to do is know how to get in it. Cite the rules. Yesterday's organizations, you had to be rules. You could never waver. Christianity is not religion. It's a religion. Islam is not religion. It's a religion. Judaism, all of it is a religion. Those things together, not that they have to be done together, but that group of things is what religion is. Now, none of them, per se, is religion unless you're from that religion. Islam is religion to people from Islam that believe it. So is Christianity, Judaism, so is Hinduism, so is all of those religions. Religion is all a part of being religious, which is based on the particular religion that you practice. Now, religion is for those who believe to the extent they live their lives accordingly. Now, you know, in the game, you talk about preach, church, tabernacle, and all that stuff. It's because of what I'm saying now. Explain to you. The avenue to get into the game was so narrow at one time. You had to, you could get in a certain way. And once you got in it, you had to live accordingly. That's why when you recognize another brother as live accordingly, y'all automatically cool when he says you speak and all that shit. Just like Masons, like any religion. And that's why those words came out, you know, players, you know, all these words to go with that particular version of religion. Understand? Is that religion is for those who believe to the extent live their lives accordingly. Now, religion, now think about this. Religion per se, the word, in order to be in this or that religion, religion has been responsible for more deaths in the longest war in history. Why would religion be the cause of that? When being religious makes you avoid that. So you guys aren't ready for this. Because I don't agree with what you agree with, no matter what general it was or which general it was, they weren't alpha motherfuckers. Because alpha motherfuckers know 100 or 100,000 motherfuckers can stand on the sharp point of the needle. And it still will be room for more because that's what's so beautiful, or what was so beautiful about the motherfucking Alpha Q. We all were alpha. That's why if you stood up, you were welcome. But you had to stand up under the pressures that this Abadab restrictions put on you. So you don't have to believe the way I believe. You just gotta believe. Long as what you believe ain't watering down the basic principles, alphas know you're right. They know you're right. All I see is a few good young men who won't change. I look for them every 3 months for my new semesters. I'm going to help you stop wanting change. And I'll show you how to start. It all begins with learning who you are and what you want. Not everyone knows those things. Most of you are continually screaming about getting some of this avocado that I'll be speaking about. And you're disappointed when you find out you can't simply ask for the goddamn shit. You gotta go get it. The only safe and legitimate place to get laced is Sidewalk University. I'll lace you life, Abba, life name. that you can use immediately in your everyday life activities. Understanding of what you're doing is mostly related to illegal activity, but it can be legal. That understanding guides you in your everyday life. It guides you in a way that will allow you to deviate. You can't get desperate to the core belief. Sidewalk University is a place for you and you're becoming a go-getter. Becoming a go-getter is what you want to do. Where did these gurus, everybody that know everything, these guys that know everything, where did they come from? Where the fuck did they come from? I'm sure you even heard all the jokes about me. I've heard I was a dog catcher. And shit. I've heard I was a lion. I heard I was old and musty. I'm called all these things except the motherfucker that I am. Why is that? It's because I'm a motherfucker. I'm a motherfucker perpetrator that can't stand. I spit so much power that they got a fucking kind of the most belittling fashion they deem possible. Alas, it rolls right off my body onto the ground as it should do. My legacy is my reputation, goddammit. If you don't know, now you know. My placement on the blade or off the blade is secure, and none of what now one of you motherfuckers can do can damage my rep. You can only enhance it because you're crying like you do. You're crying today, and I'm dealing with all the shit you're bringing with yesterday's game. Did you know that little finger rubbing on the thumb, the index finger rubbing on the thumb is the smallest violin in the world? Excuse me. When you motherfuckers be calling me crying, I'll be playing it. You know, for you. Because them motherfuckers act like I pose a care. I ain't caring. You know, those of you motherfuckers that can't stand the fact an old motherfucker like me is still rolling at will in your face, you motherfuckers are correct. I am old. I'm almost 7 years old. And you guys in the streets today are still trying to make me out to one of your competitors. I have two pimping friends, young friends, who both have a gang of bitches. One of the niggas catch hoes weekly, sometimes daily, but they don't last that long with this nigga. Niggas stay five or six deep with hoes, though. At any time of any month of the year, the nigga got five or six hoes. The other nigga had five steady hoes. This nigga might catch a bitch once or twice a year, or sometimes three or four a year. Now both these niggas stay at least 5 deep, and in no time does either one of them go under 4 hoes. Both these niggas are driving exotic cars. They jewel up, live in lavish, and they're the talk of the town. But one day, the conversation came over about who had the most game. And, you know, they kept pointing that what each of them have accomplished, whatever he did, I did. Whatever I did, he did. And we couldn't decide the most game. Can you? Which one got the best abba-dabba? Now, before I had this I was a carpenter. I used to build trap homes for middle-class income people. When this abba-dabba bit me, I didn't put my hammer away. I just started building stables for hoes. These are the houses for squads. This is why you motherfuckers can't fuck with me. You can't stand me. How many of you are willing to start now? Boast about a great accomplishment you intend to do, but you've yet to do it. And then you achieve it. How many of you me can attest to the fact that I have always, from day one, been a shit-talking, singing on your ass motherfucker? So you know better than most. But I remember bragging high school, telling motherfuckers that they was going to read about me one day and it wasn't going to be in the newspaper by the motherfuckers. Something in me makes me believe I'm here for greatness. And if I get the ball rolling, it's going to have a snowball effect. Just blow up. 19 books, 3 games, 3 degrees, 3 videos, 1 patent. Shit, I got a lot of shit I done did that you got to watch me do. I'm blessed to be creative, but it takes patience. Patience is a genuine virtue. I don't, you know, look, you know that. I've heard it for years. Right along with that, I heard how life is so unfair. Life is unfair to the person who thinks they're on the right track. Then they get to a point and they don't push it below as far as possible. My life is unfair to that motherfucker. Because it's going to let him get a good look at it and it's going to take it from him. Most men who are on the right track are safe place in the game of life. They could have taken the risk of where they are, but unless they really be there, they're going to feel lucky and play it safe to stay there. That's why the man who won $3 million will slowly spend it. They're not fucking all off. And the man who worked on a few million dollars will continue to run away all his life the same age because of the safety of being true to work. But the man who makes a few million view it as only the step to his amassing enormous wealth. That man won't be afraid to invest that money in something that he believes will take him to the next step in his life. His life's destiny. Even if it fails and breaks him, it may get on his goddamn money, but he knows damn well it ain't gonna break him. That's his confidence. He is confident he can do it again. And when he gets ready for step two after he done it again, he ain't gonna be scared to take it. I will never be afraid to go all out on something I believe in. I'm 100% down and dirty once I see something makes sense for me to do so. This is a quality that I hope I never lose. I hope I never fucking lose it. Because this, oh shit. I'm sorry, you guys. 7-8, what's up?
Yo, hey. I had a quick question for you, man. So what would you say? If you've been fucking with a bride and you've been taking her out maybe like once or twice, and when you invite her to the crib, she act a little funny, like she don't want to come through, or she says she's not ready for like to pull up to the crib. But y'all already went on 2 dates.
What the fuck are you asking me? What would I do?
Yeah, like what would you think? Like, would you think she playing with
I wouldn't
her,
think or... shit. I said bitch to get out. Man, why you want to fuck with a bitch ain't ready to fuck with you? You asking for all kinds of problems. She ain't ready to fuck with you, and you ready to fuck with her, you can't touch her. Because if you do, what if she say some shit? If the bitch is enough, any resistance, let her resist and let her chalk it, and you talk it up, she won't listen out. You act like you missing out on that bitch. You got 10 of her, she can only have one motherfucker like you. And if you don't think that, you'll be wondering that bullshit you're wondering now. 716, what's up?
How you feeling, yo? What's up with you, bro?
I'm good, man. What's happening? I'm good. Come on. What's going on?
Man, I just wanted to call. Hey, this Paul anyway. I just wanted to call you and tell you, man, I had a realization fucking with your course again. And because I've been hollering at a lot of chicks, and a lot of them have been getting real close to what I want to do, and it don't pan through. And I said, what the fuck is this shit now?
So what is it? Do you know what it is?
Well, I've been seeing different guys with different chicks, and it ain't like I'm chickless, but what I found out was when the motherfucker got so much confidence, it's like either you're going to be going towards your goal or you're going to regress back to what the fuck you was doing. So a woman to be intimidated by it, and I'm like, well, I got all this confidence, and I got all this conversation, and what the fuck is going on? What I noticed was, man,
you ain't asking.
Hold on, say that
again. You can't just ask questions. All you're doing is asking. You ain't asking what is going on. And if you answer, what's going on? Hey, man. When you talking to a bitch and she can see you got something to say, she's either going to be intrigued or scared to death. Both of them going to work in your favor, either way it is. Well, I'm saying if she's scared to death, she ain't know what she want to do. If she intrigued, she going to keep on trying to ask you shit that's going to make you catch her. But you got to be ready for either or because they give off different vibes. And if you go with the one that's talking about she really ain't ready, her vibes might be pushing you away when you're supposed to use that conversation you tell me what you got match over what the fuck she talking about. That's why you have game. Hey, Paul, that's why you have game. That's why you have game is so that you can motherfucking get past the obstacles that get put in your face when you're going through your regular life.
Right. I agree. Totally agree.
This is what I realized. Paul, you would know these questions you're asking ain't shit.
Well, I answered the question. I be wanting to kick it with you
Paul, no, you didn't, man. You ain't going to lie to me, even though you're a goddamn graduate. You ain't lying to me. If you answer the question, you start off with your answer and explain it. You start off with
Right. I was telling you the questions that I was saying to myself, and this is the answer that I had to myself.
What?
You fucking create, you're creating superheroes. And me, myself, I want to be a fucking superhero ever since I was a kid. But the shit gets so fucking, it don't go just like that. You become a superhero and you go save the world. No, these motherfuckers got to. Is he really him?
Paul, what superhero do you know that just get to live on his strengths? All of them motherfuckers got adversity. Every one of them got pulled a certain part of their knowledge to handle their daily lives. So they just living like that because they dealing and handling everything. It looks like they living like that. But they going through what they got to go through to handle shit just like you got to do it, man. And you got to be like a superhero. Keep your shit, go through it, handle it, and then deal with the next trip.
I'm with it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Be with it. That's up. 414, what's happening?
Hey. Punishment for your hoes was firing them. I hear every pimp saying there ain't no such thing as firing no bitch because she tell on you and that what you should do is pimp it away. So my question is, how was you able to fire a hoes without it backfiring on you?
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. You ain't never dealt with no real pimp because a pimp know he can fire a bitch. Bitch, get your shit. Get the fuck out of here. Because bitches don't play. They don't play with pimps. Real pimps. Because they know when a nigga ready for you to go, bitch, you can't stay. don't give a fuck what you got, money, pussy, nothing. Get your punk ass out of here. And when I come back, your shit better be gone or my bitch is beating your fucking ass. Please. And then that bitch, whatever she gonna do, she gonna do it. And let's say she thinks she's slick enough to motherfucking go out on the track. You just beat her and call your hoes if you see a bitch out there beat her motherfucking ass. And they jam that bitch when they see her. Now the bitch knows she can't get no money unless she chooses a nigga to call me. So what I'm saying is she's stuck in the game. You motherfuckers be going against the game, and you could let bitch say something after you didn't say something. Bitch, get your ass out. I want to hear it. Whatever you're going to do, do it from the other side of the door. Can't do it from in here. Get your punk ass out of here. And then bitches leave. And you know what they do? They stack their motherfucking money and call you in 2 days. You niggas don't know shit. All you guys know is hold your hand out so you get money. There's things to do that you motherfuckers don't know nothing about. You don't fire no bitch. What the motherfuckers gonna fire a bitch? What I'm saying is this. You fire a bitch, your shit, get the fuck out of, get the fuck away from me. Wait, please don't fire me. No, fuck you, fuck the whole you came in on to get your shit, because I'm gonna go when I come back. Your ass better be gone. If I ain't got no bitches to beat your ass, I'll beat your ass. And then this bitch, wait, please, no, but I'll do better. I'm telling you, man, all you doing when you know the bitch she fired is letting her know you don't fuck around. And then what lets you know she know it is when that bitch keep telling you, I promise I'll do right. So what I'm saying is you tell that bitch not to get your ass out of here. But you got to read bitches. You got to know them. Because at one point the bitch is going to say, well, okay, fuck you. You don't want to push her to that point. You want to push her to she almost at that point. Please, no. And then you say, wait a minute, bitch. Are you fucking telling me that you going to get me some motherfucking money the way I want it, how I want it, when I want it, with none of your bullshit? I swear I will. Please. Now, what I'm saying is psychology going on here. You let this know you don't play. But at the same time, you're making this bitch beg you to allow her to pay you. Come on, man. You put so much in the bitch head that she don't know nothing about. And all you doing is directing it because you just dropped it on her motherfucking ass. And when the bitch, when you call her, bitch, I'm going against my better pimp judgment, but I'm going to give your punk ass another time. And the bitch all around, thank you. I swear you'll never regret it. And you had to tell you, I have. Many times. Black and white bitches. Filipino bitches too. Bitches is bitches. And they all the same. You treat them right, you're going to get treated right. You don't know how to treat them, you're going to let them treat you the way they want to treat you. Because what I'm saying is, I know how to treat them. And I ain't scared. This, if you stop, I'm going to reward you. If you don't, I'm going to down you. Period. Connie Hall, that bitch don't look at me like I'm going to make some kind of deal with her. I wish I would make a deal with you to fuck with you. The only deal I'm going to make with you is I'm going to pimp your ass royally every motherfucking day. Now, you with that or not? Man, if you talk to a hoe like that, that bitch going to say yeah, and if she say yeah, she going to mean it. Why? Because she know you ain't playing. Because I tell them in a minute, baby, my door works. Open that motherfucking gap. Because I ain't trying to keep you up around me if you don't want to be around me, bitch. Go on and be with the next nigga over there. There's a bunch of niggas out here have your motherfucking ass on. I ain't having you unless you want to fuck with me. Period. And then this is due. Why? Because I stand on my nuts. Period. Even bitches I fuck with today. I ain't pimping on them. But I let them know, fuck you, and get your ass away from me because I'm not a needy nigga. You motherfuckers need. Period. You got anything else, bro?
No. I don't.
Hey, oh, God. No, I don't have anything else. Oh, thank you, bro. Oh, shit. I better not have that motherfucking shit again. Hey, yeah, ask me anything, bro. 8852, what's up?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, how you doing, O-Head? What's up, boss man?
I'm good, brother. What's up?
I'm in a situation, right? I got a female. I got two kids, but she got six kids. Other kids by another man, so it's eight kids altogether. So I've been taking care of them for, like, 10 years. So it's like I'm coming to the conclusion, like, you know, I feel like I'm not growing. You know, I'm not processing with her. I feel like she's holding me down. But I feel like I want to leave, but, it, like, I don't think she could be stable without me. So it's kind of hard,
really,
you know, trying to leave my kids behind.
Hey, no, first, you got to tell the truth. But I'm saying, if you really cared about her that much, like you're talking right now, you wouldn't even be on the phone. So what I'm saying is that pussy got you, and you know it.
No, I don't even care about the sex no more. I mean, I care because she ain't stable, so it's
bro,
like the kids got to eat.
Stop.
The kids got to eat. Yeah. Go ahead.
Why ain't you gone then?
You said what?
Why ain't you gone?
Because I can't leave the, I don't want to leave the kids behind. Like, I left, and she was living with her sister, and they was doing bad. So I moved them to a different location and got the house furnished and everything for them to get them stable. So now
you
I'm thinking, like, after the lease, I'm just going to get up out of there. Yeah.
You sound like a good brother. So let
yes,
me
sir.
Tell you something. You can bleed for every motherfucker in the world, or you can bleed when you get cut. Because what I'm saying is this. I ain't saying leaving kids stranded. I'm saying I ain't living in a situation that got me not wanting to be there. Now, if let's say I left, and I know the kids fucked up. I would call that bitch and say, you know, maybe in a week or so, you need something? She's going to say, yeah. But then I'm going to already be prepared to drop $200 on her or something, whatever I'm going to drop on her. For the kids.
Right, right. I was going to give her
$1,000 a month.
Hopefully she can make it off that $1,000 a month because I don't want her to put me on travel.
Well, bro, stop. If you doing that, then what else could you do? You can't live for the bitch.
Right, right.
So if you
right,
dropping a rack on her, if you dropping a rack on her every month, she's still having problems. What does that mean? She's using
know.
You, fool.
Right.
That's all it means. There's nothing else you can
right.
say.
That's definitely how I feel, man. I feel that's why. That's
oh,
how
wait,
I feel
stop,
about this situation.
Man. Stop. Stop. If that's
yes, sir.
How you feel, then that's how it is. Why ain't you moving on what you think? Because it's right.
The reason I ain't moving on, I'm waiting till the lease up. I already told her, you know, how I feel about the situation. So I'm just going to wait till the lease up and then, you know, help her get a place. And I'm just going to get my own place. I think that's what I'm going to do. Because I definitely feel like she's using me like I'm her enabler. You know what I'm saying? I'm always
Are
saving
her.
It's like
her?
The third place I got her. Come again?
Are you living with her?
Yeah, it's my house. Because she couldn't, you know, she couldn't get the house, bro.
There you go. I'm saying you bring her with you everywhere you go, but don't get rid of the shit.
Say that again. I'm bringing her with me everywhere I go.
Everywhere you go, if you're moving and whatever you're doing, you bringing her instead of leaving her. You bringing problems
right, right.
with you to your new environment. So I'm saying, if you gonna drop $1,000 on her every month, you don't really give a fuck what you're doing with it, but you better be getting paying rent, whatever, so you can maintain her kids. Because if I'm giving up and she ain't doing what she should do, I'm about giving the rack up. They ain't my kids.
Right, right, right. I feel like she putting that responsibility on me. Like the other dad, he, you know, he.
Hey, bro,
listen. Yes,
this is get you thinking that you ain't no man if you don't take care of another motherfucker's kids. Now, I don't believe that. I believe that I'm going to take care of a woman. Now, if a woman got some kids, the kids come with me taking care of the woman.
Right.
So I'm not going to fuck with the goddamn kids if the goddamn bitch ain't being my woman. Period.
Right.
You ain't getting me caught in that. You know, the only way I'm going to take care of the kids is if they her kid and she my woman, then I'm obligated. But if the
bitch
is with me and just giving me pussy, she can be getting the next motherfucker some pussy. Have them take care of your goddamn kids. I take care of my kids. You better
right,
learn how
that's
to draw
how
lines,
man.
Bro, you don't know how to draw lines.
I would never be their dad. You know what I'm saying? No matter what I do, I would never, you know what I mean? I can never be their dad. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. If you can never be their dad and you already accepted that, what are you tripping about? What's going on with them?
Her not being stable, you know what I mean? My type of job, like when it comes to court, I ain't gonna be able to get full custody. Yeah.
That is their dad's worry. The mom
right.
not being stable.
Yeah, but I got my two kids too, you know what I'm saying?
So you make sure they're stable.
But if she's not stable, like if I'm giving her $1,000 a month and she's not paying her bills, and she's still going through, you know, like, you know what I mean? She's still struggling
to
pay her, you know, pay her bills.
Yeah,
like my job that I have, I'm a truck driver. The job I have, I don't think I'll be able to get them because I'm not home every week.
Well, man,
yeah, so that's why that's the situation.
You better deal with that, man, because I already have my kids.
Right.
If she ain't still, she got still kids, I would already have my fucking kids. I ain't taking
right. That's why. That's why I call. I talked to you. You know what I mean? You had kids before, then I know you like a pimp, so you know what I mean. You know what I mean? It just gets rough.
Man, I ain't taking care of a whole bunch of fucking kids. I will spend my money to make everything roll right with the bitch and my bitch. But if it's something between us going out and it ain't right, I'm going to make sure I'm fucking with my kids. I'm going to make it painfully obvious to the bitch that I just want to fuck with my kids. You know, you and all the goddamn kids, and I ain't thinking to try to carry you and the goddamn kids, and you talking all shit. I'm going to carry my kids, and you can suck what you want to, typing off whatever. But, you know, whatever you ask for, if it's for my kids, I got you. But if you talking about you having a hard life, then you better quit being the bitch you're being.
Right, definitely, man.
That's what you're supposed to tell that hoe. Then you ain't
I've been with her for like 10 years, man. I don't think nothing would change, man. Yeah, I told her she tried to get straightened up for a little while, and she'd get back acting up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And it felt like I don't even got to go through
bro,
that. You know what I mean?
Bro, you full of shit, man. When you
come again, why you say that?
Because when you tell a bitch something, and it's against whatever she was thinking. And she accepts it, she's going to fuck up in the next 1 or 2 days.
Your ass better
be on it. And that's where you fucked up, because you told her whatever you told her, and when she did whatever, slipping back, you let it go. Fuck that. I let my guard down, and she'd do it again.
I let my guard down, and she'd get back on that bullshit.
And
then she'd try to manipulate it.
Why would you let
your
guard down?
I try to be cool. I try to let it go.
Bro, can't you be cool with your guard up?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is there's a choice you're making to let your guard down.
Right.
And why are you making it? It can't be because you want to be cool. It is you can be cool with guards up.
Right.
So why do you let them down?
You know what I mean? I don't want to carry, you know, have that type of energy moving through
pussy.
The house, you know what I mean?
It's pussy, man.
Right.
And you can say what the fuck you want to say. It's pussy.
Right.
You know what you do, so you can continue getting that goddamn pussy, whether it's good or not. You don't give a fuck. You just want to, a nigga be just want to fuck. I ain't mad at you, but I'm saying you better wait to see if that's what you do.
Yeah, man, I think I'm gonna get going, man. I'm gonna get moving, man. I'm just going. She gotta learn to be responsible, man. She had them kids by herself, man.
I can't take that whole load. Hey, wait. So what I'm saying is, she gonna have to, you realize that she gotta learn to be responsible. But it's hard for you to let go.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my kids, man. I want to be there for my kids. Like, I know I can be there money wise.
Hey man, you're not quitting your goddamn kids. You're quitting
bitch. Right.
So why you tripping on your kids? You ain't quitting your kids.
Definitely, man. I appreciate that.
So what I'm saying is you mixing so much into your mix that you can't do shit. You got
I think it's too much.
Your mix, man. There's only certain things you're responsible for in that ex relationship. And it ain't her kids. So you need to get that shit together. So you think right. You're responsible for your kids. And you ain't no dog ass motherfucker. So, you know, if the other kids need this or that, let's say you gave a couple hundred. And these other kids can benefit from that. You ain't mad at them. Because you taking care of your kids. If she can track the work to protect the other kids, that's good for her. But what I'm saying is I make sure of my kids. They what? Okay, I'm going to go buy it. I ain't going to give them the money. I'm going to buy it. Whatever the fuck the bitch they need, I'm going to buy it.
Right.
I'm sure they got it, and then I'm going to come bring it to her. And if she needs a dollar or two after that, I give it to her. But what I'm saying is to give her X amount of money to get this, that, and the other because of what how much she needs for my kids, then fuck you. I'm my kid's daddy. I will get that shit for them. You just tell me what it is. And if y'all can roll like that, then she trying to be cool, you trying to be cool, things can be cool.
Yeah, I think once I leave, man, she gonna try to like shame. She gonna do like a shame tactic, and she gonna manipulate the kids. Like, it's gonna be hard to get the fuck up out of here, man. I don't even
know. Yeah, so let me say this, and I'm gonna quit fucking with you. You can imagine what the fuck you wanna imagine, but it's gonna be what it is whenever you do what you're supposed to do. All that imagination that you're going through, making you not do shit, which is what the bitch wants. You ain't doing shit but taking it. I'm out.
Right.
510, what up, bro?
Bud, what's up with you, Professor Double Dose?
Come on, man. What's happening?
Can you hear me? What's happening, man? I ain't caught a live man in a minute. I've been watching you, but I've been watching the replays. I had to call in and salute, man, since you on live in the moment right now.
What's your question?
Man, I just want to chop it up with you about this Abba Dabba. It's real interesting that you started off touching upon that that Freemasonry. Man, I didn't know that your father and you had a brother that was in it. I know that's like a secret society type organization. But then you yourself, you got through with the Abba Dabba and Shine climbed the ladder on an organization that's kind of secret yourself. Am I correct?
Well, I don't know, man. You think a lot. The thing about the Masons, the only thing I was really talking about, is I haven't changed their core belief. They have not graduated into the 21st century, and they eliminated this or that qualifies you. All the way from the 18th, from the 17th, from the 16th century, whatever qualifies you then is what qualifies you now. It's just a different, you know, a time period, of course, so you ain't riding a horse with armor on and all that kind of goddamn shit. But you still have the principles of Masons. That's what makes you a Mason. And what I was really talking about is the principles of the organization, the power of keeping those principles real. You know, otherwise, the Masons have never changed as far as that goes. Religion has changed. But religion has. At one point, you had to be this way, but now you can do this. Another 10 years, you can do this. You can add this, you can add that. Masons don't change like that. If they had 36 rules, they got 36 rules now. They ain't got no fucking addendums or shit. You going to shit or give up off the pot if you a Mason. You ain't coming in the bathroom and hogging the toilet so much you think you want to shit. Motherfucker, you either want to shit or you don't. Masons is like that. And my brother, I'm telling you, my dad was 36 degrees. My brother is 36 degrees. That's the highest you can get in the Masons.
Correct. But as far as the game and what you have been anointed with at Abadabra, would you agree that that's the same application? You ain't changed your ideology, your mindset, where you stand. It's the same thing that was applied.
Bro, you guys missed this. And I be trying to tell you this. Shit don't change. Otherwise, if being the way I'm talking about as a maiden is helping me understand how to be straight with the game, that's life. That's what we do. That's what we live. That's why you have the game, so you can exist and put it on that and get the same results. You ain't got to have a special something for this and a special something for that and a special something for this here. You know, you can have one special something that covers all of it.
Right, right.
And that's game. That's life game that we live in the streets. That's why niggas know how to do all kind of goddamn things. You know, if you know how to play this bitch out of this, you're going to know how to play bitches just by learning how to play this one bitch out of whatever the fuck you played her out of. Because you ain't learning how to play her out of whatever you played her out of. You're learning how to play.
Exactly. And you recognize what's going to be a liability to you or what's going to be a progress to you. And you recognize it and you cut it out.
That's
more
liability. You're right. That's exactly the way it is. When you do that shit in a nanosecond. You don't have to take no long time to think about this shit. You in the mix, and the shit you're going to see right now what's working for you and what ain't going to work. And if you take this path, it's going to lead you up to a block. And you're going to see all that in like one-tenth of a second. That's how fast we think anyway.
Yeah.
We think faster than computers. It's just more shit in our head.
Exactly. Especially today with all these distractions, man, and all this artificial situation going on, man.
You just trying to sound like you know what I'm talking about. You don't. Because what I'm talking about got nothing to do with distractions. What I'm talking about is the reason computer programmers deal with ones and zeros is because that means A to Z. My point is, they don't have no in-between. They don't have B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. They don't have all that. Computers eliminate all that. That's why they come exactly to the answer. We are people. We don't eliminate all that B, C, D, E, F, G, I, J, K. We can't. So that distracts us, and that makes us take a longer time to think or come to a conclusion. Because that's why computers were invented anyway. That's why computers were invented. Some motherfucker wanted to know if a machine could think as fast as a human. And what they found out, that the machine cannot think faster than a human unless they take thought of the machine's mind. Otherwise, there's no thinking. You just get the answer. And they did that with ones and zeros. And how come everything is so fast on a computer? But with us, 2 + 2 = 4. We know that. But then we know 2 + 2 can be all kind of other shit if we do anything else. Base 5, base 3, you know, it changes. So
that's why they say we got like 100 million cells in our they go every day.
As smart as you is, you only use 3 to 5% of your brain.
Right.
Think about it, you're using 95% of your goddamn brain. You would be able to be like these people you see on TV that like spatially speak telepathically and travel time and all that shit. I'm telling you, if we ever learn how to tap into our brain's ability, we would be computers. That's why everything you see in the future, people don't have any feelings or anything as far as they go. They're all in a certain mindset. And it's whatever. They've eliminated this, that, and the other, and now it's all everybody's on the same keel. And anybody that starts thinking about any kind of emotions or feelings, they're going against the grain. And them motherfuckers got to be eliminated. That's how it's going up. That's where we're going now. Sex, when you want to have sex, all you got to do is think that you want to have sex and go into space in your house. And whatever kind of sex, that you know the goggles that they're making? I don't know what they call it. You can put them on and you damn
it. The virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality. Those things. That shit is real. And that shit is going to become your sex. Watch. That shit is going to become how you date. Because you're going to go on a date without leaving your house. Have sex without taking your clothes off damn near. Because it's going to be all a reality that they create. They're creating that shit now.
Yeah. They're definitely working on all that. They have.
Think about this, man. They make sex dolls. Joe Rogan, you heard of him?
Yeah.
I was watching Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan was talking about how they're making these advances in technology. So he was talking to this scientist. And the scientist was told him how he have learned or figured out how to take emotions and thought from people and put it in computers. So, of course, this is some fantastic shit. So in the program, the motherfucker took this cover off of a head of a black woman. It was just a head.
Oh, shit.
You can see it's only a head. And he explained how once he turned this thing on, this thing is going to be able to talk to him just like he's talking, just like Joe Rogan talking to the scientists. And Joe Rogan didn't believe it. So the motherfuckers turned it on. And dudes start talking, he's asking her how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And those are just basic questions that motherfucker could be programmed to answer. But then that motherfucker said, well, what do you think about black people?
Man.
And she said black people gave an answer. Then he said, well, what do you think about Obama's black people? This motherfucking head gave a detailed answer. This motherfucker said what it thought Obama's effect on black people would be. Then it asked Joe Rogan a question. And you know what that was? What do you think?
What was that?
What do you think?
Man,
Bud,
do you think that's progress or do you think that's man trying to do too much?
Do I think that's what?
Progress. Like, or what do we really need to do that for? Or do you think that's just man trying to do too much?
Well, it's both. It's progress as far as learning how to do that shit. But what the fuck do you need to do that for? Unless you manipulate society. You don't need
right.
to have no artificial intelligence doing no shit. Because artificial intelligence, we all deal with it every day. You call a bank fucking robot. You don't even want what this motherfucker talking about. Then when you ask whatever and they act like you're there, they send you somewhere else. Artificial intelligence only does what its programmed do. This fucking head or whatever this dude want to call it was thinking, and it wasn't programmed to respond this way or that way. This motherfucker was using what it thought to respond. Now that's some dope right there, don't you think so?
Yeah, hell yeah.
But that's how far advanced motherfuckers are right now, man.
Yeah.
Right now,
and that's just,
I'm telling you,
we know.
Listen. What do you think is the biggest worry to the people that got money in the world?
Shit, losing it?
No. The biggest worry, population control. Did you
population
know
control?
Population, yes. In the 60s, they had this law. 2.2 kids. They was this law about when they was trying to control minorities, big families. So 2.2 kids was what they were saying that you should have. How are you going to have 0.2 kids? You either going to have two kids or three kids. You can't have 0.2. But the reason they were doing that is because they knew in a certain projection to the years forward, it's going to be at this rate, it's going to be so many people, the resources will not be able to afford the people that you have on the planet. And the what I'm saying is, they were trying to control how you have sex, how you reproduce, and all that. But why are they doing this technology shit now? Because if they get you hooked on that, can you get a motherfucking artificial intelligence pregnant? You come on yourself, thinking you in some pussy, but you sure can't get a motherfucker pregnant. It's just no way for population control, bro. I'm telling you, man. There's a master plan going on. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what they did, that abortion thing too. That's part of it.
All right, man. I don't want to get too political, but anyway, man. Thanks. Okay. 352. What's up with you, bro?
Oh, yeah, man. I just want to tell you, man, thank you, man, for the advice, man. I just needed to hear that, man. I just want to tell you, I appreciate you, man. You know, man, that was good advice, man. I had to go back and look at it.
I really
All right, thank you, man.
You.
Blessings. Thank you, man. Blessings.
917, what's up?
I think that's me. Bud, what's going on, Bud?
All right, what's happening with you?
I don't know if I got good reception because I'm in a cloudy area. But anyway, I wanted to
ask you. I can hear you good.
Okay. Well, I was gonna ask, like, what's a good method to secure your money or keep it preserved, you know, when you got it ducked off, like as far as like food savers or whatever. Like, what was the thing back in the day so your money don't rot?
Well, hey, we never did do that shit with our. That's probably why a lot of us broke. I don't really know the best things to put your money in, because there's so many things today that weren't here yesterday. All of these new things can make money, so you just have to be sharp. That's all I can say. But I only put my money in me. If I think of whatever I think of, I put every dime I got into it, make sure it happens I think it's going to work. But as far as me trusting a stock or some sort of portfolio building situation, I don't fuck with that. Not at all.
Yeah, because you're right. Because at the end of the day, it's a gamble anyway. But and if you're going to make a gamble,
not only
yourself.
That, bro. Not only that, motherfuckers is gambling. Is gambling with your own money.
Right.
That's
the name of the game.
All right, bro. 202,
yep.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening, Uncle Rosebud? This is one of those.
What's happening with you, bro?
Man, what's chopping, man? Ain't nothing, man. I was listening to you about that. I was listening to you about that population control, man. You 100% on it, man. I was watching this movie called Demolition Man, and it was a sex scene with Sylvester Stallone, and I forgot the other chick, Sandra Bullock, I think. And all they did was just touch each other's wrists. And that was the sexual exchange right there.
That's Demolition Man. That's Sly Stone in the future. I mean, not Sly Stone. Sylvester Stallone in the future.
Yeah, it's a movie about a spinoff.
I've seen that shit. That shit was good.
Yeah, it was all right. Wesley Snipes did his thing in that joint, man. But, yeah, that's all I want to do is just chime in on what you're saying, man. You 100% right and keep on doing what you're doing, Elder.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Hello? Yeah,
I got you, man. Thanks. Okay, look, guys, we got the balls. So let's continue. Talking about the motherfuckers coming up on 3 or whatever. I'm 100% down to 3. once I see it makes sense to me to do whatever I'm thinking, I do it. And this is a quality I hope I never lose. Without this very quality, I wouldn't have pursued things I have pursued in the past few years so aggressively. I mean, I've waited many years since retiring from the life I led to once again rise to the top with the cream of the crop. And I firmly believed years ago that if I was going to achieve what I was after, I need to have patience. 6, 7, 8, I see you there, man. What's happening?
Yo, hey, yeah, going on, bud?
Nothing, what's happening?
Not shit. Hey, I just wanted to ask you, man, so, like, when you have a conversation, not just, like, you know, with a woman or it can be anybody, of course, but if you wanted to peep the game, if, you know, whether you're handling business, like, will you call that psychology? And if you do, like, how do you see the psychology? Like, how do you peep it? Like, you can see, like, the same way someone can see the game, how could you see?
Check this out, man. Let me ask you something.
Okay. All right.
Peep the game. Why do you talk in terms like that?
You said, why do I talk in terms like that?
Yeah.
Just
because
be around.
What you're really saying, you know, you're really asking, you know, if I was trying to see where this person was coming from, how could I check if he was, you know, we man was right or wrong? Or that's what you're really saying in regular English, right or wrong. Come on, don't whisper. I want to hear you. Right or wrong?
Yeah. That's right.
So what I'm saying is, why do you want to use these words that throw whoever you talking to off? Because it can mean any goddamn thing. Peep the game can mean do you agree with it? Peep the game can mean are you going to do it? I mean, come on, peep the game. When you can say in plain English what you're saying, and you get a better answer in the same lingo, but it's not the same
right.
thing in your as it is in Calvin. So a word can mean a hell of big difference unless you use it in plain English.
I understand that.
Okay, so ask me in plain English. Because
okay.
I don't want to figure out what you're saying.
All right. So what I'm saying is, when having a conversation, whether it's with a female or anybody, how can you see the game? Or how can you see the psychology or understand the psychology part of the conversation?
See, what you don't understand is conversation, because conversation is a tool. And if you're using it, you will see the psychology. But if it's
okay.
using you, you'll be talking. What I'm saying is, when you open your mouth, if you open your mouth first, you should be leading the conversation to where you're trying to go. But at the same time, somebody might say something to you. If you run second, you still should know how to lead the conversation to where you want to go. But if you ain't thinking like this, you ain't going to do this. I don't talk just to talk. You motherfuckers talk just to be talking. I ain't going to tell you I got to sum up. Every time I'm talking, it's a broad with everything I'm trying to get whatever. And I know that. So I ain't gotta figure out what I'm doing when I say something to any bitch. I already know where I'm coming from. So I'm gonna start out knowing where I'm coming from or where I'm coming from as I talk. I'm already know where I'm coming from, and I'm going there when I start talking. That's just how I go, man. And that's how you know where this shit's going, because it's going where you led it. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand that.
All right. 916, what's up?
What's up, buddy? You got me?
Yeah.
What's up, bud? This is Luciano. I just had a quick question for you. I was actually at work reading your book, and I saw that you were live, so I had to call in. So you was talking to your first hoe about trust. So you had took Melissa to Oakland so she could get off the dope and stuff. The first hoe, you said, can I trust you without me Mexican pimping? What does that mean?
Mexican pimping is standing on the corner with the bitch. Every time she turns a trick, you gotta go get the money. Real pimping is the bitch hoe, and real pimping is the bitch hoe, and I'm pimping, so I ain't nowhere around this bitch. I ain't nowhere near the crack. I ain't nowhere near what the fuck she's doing. Don't call me about goddamn shit. Just got money.
Okay, I got you. But did you meet a lot of Mexican pimps in your time in the game?
All the niggas was Mexican pimps if they wasn't real pimps. They ain't gonna, you know, they gonna be right out there as long as the hoe out there. They gonna be one with, not with the hoe, you know, but, you know, the hoe just, you know, being busy, getting a whole bunch of money or whatever. They gonna be on that track and purring their chicken somewhere, Denny somewhere, you know, getting me while spending these 10 hours on the track. But a nigga like me, I don't do it like that. The bitch go to work. I go. Bitch go to Hollywood. I might go to Culver City or somewhere. You know, do something around the beach or whatever. You know, bitch ain't doing no hoeing on the beach, and I don't want to see that bitch. You know, then if you call me, don't think I'm Johnny on the spot. Motherfucker, I'm not finna come racing down the street to come save your bitch ass when you doing some shit that got you into this. Yeah, I'm just saying, fucker. I'm self-protecting first. I'm first, motherfucker. I ain't gonna race down the street, come to your rescue. Just kidding. What you do about the shit, and if you really doing what you supposed to do, what I tell you to do is gonna be all you need to know. And then 3 minutes when I'm thinking about, you know, getting in my car to come, you're gonna call me and say, oh, yeah, that's straight, daddy. Yeah, bitch, I told you, do the nigga say, whoop. This is how we do it. Bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Right,
what is this Bruce Lee acting motherfucker talking about breaking out and shit? Karate kicking the motherfucking car. Bitch, tell that motherfucker. Tell that motherfucker he's in the football. Hey,
but
this
I
is
got one
bitch.
More question for you.
What's that?
What happened to that car you bought? So I know you had a whole bunch of fly cars throughout your career, but you had mentioned
gas,
a specific one that
gas.
Was on display.
You talking about that?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one.
I
what happened
it.
To that car?
I sold that car.
To who?
To a white man in, somewhere like Pasadena. You know, motherfucker, he paid $35 for it. And
what made you want to sell it, though? Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, what made you want to get rid of it?
Because I was done with Flash.
Oh, okay.
I was done with my daughter, and I was going to be a dad. Now, that's funny, but that's the truth.
All
right,
did
I'm
going.
845, what's up? 845, what's happening? 845, you there last time?
845?
407, what's going on with you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who is this, 407?
Yeah, this 407 right here. Hey, man, I want to just say...
Go ahead.
How did you and Tay hook up? How did you and... How did you and Shante, Hollywood Shante, hook up? And what developed your relationship?
We hooked up. Coming back into town, his name was Raymond. And his name was the name to not fuck with because he was a cross artist and all this little shit. And, you know, I want to fuck with the bad boy. So that's the first nigga I ran into. Not that I ran into him, but I ran into a bunch of niggas. But when I ran into him and he said his name, it was so, you know, it was in my mind, I wanted to fuck with him. So me and that nigga got to kicking it, and I left him my phone number. And no, the nigga left me his phone number. And I'm thinking, I'm hooked in, goddamn it, I'm going to fuck with these niggas. And I called another, and they said, hey, no shit, I lives here. So when I seen that nigga again, I rushed him. Nigga, why did I need you to give me my fucking wrong number? Now, this nigga is Shantae. You know, he got a name up in Hollywood. I ain't from Hollywood. I don't know nothing about your motherfucking name, nigga. So fuck you. I didn't say all this, but that's how I was coming at him. Who the fuck you think you got to give me the wrong motherfucking number, nigga? And he said he was impressed. I jammed him. But I wasn't really jamming him, Shantae. I was jamming any nigga that think they can go meet me motherfucking fake number. You can tell me, fuck me, nigga. You know, and we got to kicking it like that. And from that, I followed that nigga to his house. And we started kicking. And folks, I must have got over there talking about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I didn't leave his house till like 10 o'clock next morning. We was kicking it like that. And we just ended up being cool. You know, and it wasn't nothing like. The nigga wasn't nothing like everybody said, cross artist, nigga gonna take your bitch. Nigga, you don't want to fuck with them nigga, because them nigga gonna take your bitch. Nigga, that's just who I want to fuck with. Nigga can have my bitch, and my bitch is coming with me. That nigga not got one of those hoes. Say what? All right, 202, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, Rosebud? Hey, this Yahoo again. I got a quick question, my man.
All right, what's up?
Hello?
I got you, man. What's up?
All right. So the question is, how do you deal with the female's foolish pride?
How do I deal with the females who did what?
How do you deal with the woman's foolish pride when you laying game to a female and she know that she wanna fuck with you 100%, but her foolish pride just be in the way sometimes?
Oh, you gotta press the bitch. You gotta let her know, hey. You gotta let her know you need her feeling you. Look, you crazy motherfucker.
Right.
I tell you, you used to fuck with motherfuckers that, you know, gonna beg you with some shit, bitch. I see you feeling my motherfucking ass, and if you ain't willing enough to fuck with me, then you can't. You can't fuck with me. I ain't about to lower where I'm coming from so you can feel comfortable. Motherfucking bitch, jump out the mother.
Right.
Hey, jump in front of the goddamn car you see speeding because you think you can make it across the street, bitch. Get ran over. Get ran over or make it. You got to charge them. You say shit like that to them, and you charging them because they trying to act like they some bad motherfuckers. But no, the bad motherfuckers run across the street because they know they can make it. The punk motherfucker going to be thinking about running across the street because they wondering if they can make it. So which one you going to do, bitch? I mean, make a shit or get up off the pot.
Right. All right, cool. Either I get it. Either.
Hey, 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just calling to tap in with you. I seen you was on and just want to say what's up.
Nigga, what's up? What's up then, motherfucker? You said it.
just want to give you an update on how things been going since last time we talked and to let you know I really appreciate
cameo,
you and
Cameo, Cameo. Let me say this. Since the last time we talked, you didn't ran into maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 different situations. Some of them motherfuckers really put to the test what the fuck me and you talked about as far as ended up understanding. Other than that, you just doing what you know to do.
Yep, just doing what I know to do and within the rules institution.
Wait a minute, man. Why do you think I said all that?
Well, I think you said all that to let me know I'm doing the right thing.
No. To let you know, nigga, you ain't got to call and update me because I know as long as you're down and dirty, I know what the fuck you doing. I know what's going on in your life. I know you learning shit on a continuous basis, and I know it's surprising you still. It's going to keep surprising you for a long fucking time. Because you remember I told you, school don't even really start till you graduated from Sidewalk University. It's what you do with this information that you got from Sidewalk University. That's what makes you the motherfucker. And that takes like a serious 5 or 6 years after you really then graduated and you doing shit on your own based on what the fuck you think, as soon as you think it and you do it the way you think it. It take about 5 years of living like that before it really, really becomes you.
Yeah,
so, nigga,
and I'm going into my...
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm coming into my 5th year because I graduated March of 2018. So I'm going into my 5th year, and yeah, it's surprising me. And I understand now how you were so joyful with your pimping, because this abadabba is like a high. You know what I'm saying?
It is like a high, a fun one.
Especially when you know you down and dirty and you start to reap the benefits of being down and dirty, you know what I'm saying? Everything ain't coming as fast as I would want it, but it's coming together. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful and grateful for that.
So let me ask you something. In a perfect world, you would want whatever you want. And let's say you won in 35 seconds, you would get it in 3 seconds. And as long as that kind of shit was going on, that's a perfect world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, well, but it ain't a...
Go ahead.
What you saying?
Happen in the time you permitted, then of course, everything is fine. But if it happened in a minute longer or let's say a couple of seconds longer, everything is not fucked up. Because what you thought of was the time you, if that's the case, preferred it to happen in. But in real time, whatever time it happened in is the same as whatever is the perfect time to you. It could be 2 or 3 or 4 seconds longer than what you thought was perfect. Because when you see this is real time, everything you thinking about perfect get transferred to what the real time is. Otherwise, 4 seconds later is perfect because now you finna deal with that. That's how you gotta think. That's like you gotta find that.
Yeah, and I'm just grateful, and I'm looking forward to what my future is holding for me. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
I'm just going to see my nose to the grindstone.
Wait, cameo. You ain't looking for what your future is holding for you. You trying to go for your future. Your future don't come to you. You get your future. You get to your future doing with whatever. Let's say you're going to be a radio announcer. And right now you're a plumber. So what I'm saying is you either, if you really want to be a real announcer, you want to do a shit about plumbing on the radio, and when that motherfucking shit, you kind of get used to radio, you're going to transition to whatever you get into. And then maybe a few months, you have your path on the radio. What I'm saying, until the situation occurs, to where you have to decide what you want to do, you're not going to really do shit except for keep experiencing progress. Progress. progress, meaning you're going to be figuring shit out, meaning you're going to be seeing shit before it happens. But it's not going to be directing your life until you let that shit lead you. Because as long as you keep it subdued, because you know what's going on, and you know how to answer all the questions, but you're not letting yourself go, you learn this shit.
Yeah, and I'm learning every day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm realizing how much more I got to learn. You know what I'm saying? And that's surprising me too. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, how old are you, man? You under 30, ain't you?
No, I'm 43.
You cannot be 43, Cameo.
Yep, I just turned 43 in June. On June
24th. Yeah, you sound so vibrant. I thought you was a young fucker, man. But just man, you know, I deal with all kinds of people. And sometimes I deal with people that got problems, you know, physical or whatever. And what I'm saying is I be kicking it with you. It something about you make me think that something is holding you back from what you really could do. Now, I don't know what it is. It could be physical. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, whatever. But what I'm saying is something holding you back, because most of the time you be coming at me when I think you should be coming at me with whatever really happened. And you using your game that you got, or is how you analyzing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And it's like, you know, different things that happened like early in my childhood, I'm still dealing with psychologically. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just
wait, listen. Check this out. In slavery times, do you think those black ass women got raped?
Do I think they got raped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe they got raped.
Okay, hold on. Do you think that by them being raped, and they felt whatever was taken from them, that it stopped them from being women?
No, because they couldn't let it stop them.
Stop right there. Listen. What I'm saying is this. See, people today, when they get rape is horrible. I'm not trying to defend it. I'm just saying when they get raped, their whole life is fucked up. According to the people that's trying to help them, for the rest of their life, they're be worried, thinking like this. Why? Because everyone that's trying to help her is getting paid. So they want it to last forever. But I'm telling you, we know as black people, if what they promote as being a result of being raped, it wouldn't be no black people. Because all women would be tripping on men, it wouldn't be a population explosion. Because they would be turned off the way they show women of today be turned off. The reason they're snatched, the way they're doing it, is therapy.
Right.
That's what it takes for gangs of years. But the truth, which is what them slave bitches got when they came in and cried, "Never rape me! And oh my God! Shut your stupid ass up! What you think a slave owning motherfucker gonna do?" And the bitch, she raped. But rape is rape. Rape is not you being this kind of person wanting this shit. Rape is rape. So if you got raped, you can't take these stupid fucking Peckinwood guys. I'm damaged good. I can't ever fucking deal with men 101. I'm going to always, I mean, they just make you want therapy. I'm telling you, it's all about money, everything. So the more you depend on yourself and what you think, the less you got to spend. And I'm real about that, and I'm about that with me. Motherfucker, I ain't trying to hear it. Muslim and doctor telling me I need this. Look, what is this going to do? And they don't. Well, don't I got shit in my body to do that? Yeah, but it's not. Well, how do you get the shit in my body to do what I want to do? By doing whatever, but not putting no supplement. The supplement is doing whatever in my body is getting lazier and lazier the more I take these supplements. Fuck that. I want my body to do whatever. And I'm telling you, I'm happy. I don't get no colds. I mean, every blue moon I might have one. And I'm saying every blue moon I might get sick. I ain't taking goddamn medicine. I ain't taking no fucking aspirins. I mean, I might take some cough syrup. I'm taking a cough drop. But I'm sick shit. I know my body got all the shit that this motherfucker's trying to take, make me take shit for. Vitamin D, all that shit, vitamin D, it's in me to have it. It produces it. And the more I buy the supplement, the more I buy the supplement, the less my body has to work to produce it. So therefore, I'm becoming dependent.
So what you're saying is, when it comes to my issues, you know, from my childhood or whatever, all the answers that I need to get through that shit and get past that shit is in me.
Cameo, that's one of the best interpretations you made, bro.
Yeah.
That's a very good interpretation. It's in you, man. Whatever the fuck it was. Who gives a fuck what it was? I'm just saying, think of all them motherfuckers that had to suck dicks they didn't want to suck. They didn't trip out. You know, they dealt. You know, and you deal. And the way they dealt, them black women, as far as race and shit, was they accepted that they was raped. They let go whatever the fuck they had rape do to them. They let that bitch go. I was raped. It ain't got nothing to do with me for real, because I would win for that goddamn shit. If I read some motherfucker overpowered me, it took the police. So it got nothing to do with me. And that's how women back in slavery days thought. That's why all our moms and our aunties got raped and shit, then bring us up as some fucked up victims or results of rape. That shit is real, man.
Yeah, it is. And it ain't.
Hold on, Cameo. Hold on. 3-2, what's up?
Yo, Professor, this is Mac B. This is Marcus. What's going on, Marcus? Very rapid to be specific. Yeah, man. I just chimed in, but I think I got a gist of what you're talking about. So what it is, man, like, let's say this, for instance, if you, to whoever's listening, if you felt like you ever needed therapy or something, well, you need to go ahead and enroll in SW, because I'm here to tell you that you don't. What the answers are in you, because you know the problems that you have and you know how to solve them. The thing is procrastination due to anxiety. You got to figure out what's causing you anxiety from solving your own problem. And then you got to go ahead and hit that shit head on like a motherfucking freight train. Because there's nothing stopping you but the thoughts. And once you recognize that they're your thoughts, that means that you control them. That means you could, it's just like turning off your television. If you have a television and you don't like what's playing, change the channel or turn that motherfucker off. Or put in a DVD or some shit that you like to watch. It's the same with your thoughts. You cannot be afraid to control your thoughts. Problem is, people ain't even know so much afraid, they motherfucking lazy. And they'd rather have thoughts that other people think for them to determine what they do on a day-to-day basis.
Marcus, you know you're dropping dope.
Oh, shit. Marcus, you know that, 3 minutes ago.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
you
hear
me?
Hey,
I had a feeling.
Hey, that's Marcus Bradford, you motherfuckers. Put a CB on
that
motherfucker. Cameo,
you remember Marcus? Me and Marcus chopped it up. Marcus dropping heat right now. What's up, Marcus?
That's what's so dope about my shit. These motherfuckers can run into each other. If you're the only motherfucker in the world like you, then you're alone. But if they're a motherfucker like you, but you still think you the shit, you got a whole bunch of people you can fuck with. As long as you ain't the shit. Hey, guys. Hey, some good shit. Hey, listen, man. I'm going to tell you guys the absolute, well, this ain't the bottom line. I really needed to exercise patience in my life. And fucking with Sidewalk University has increased my ability to understand that motherfuckers don't have to understand me, even though I've used a little word. The little words that can get something very big, and it's hard to understand in one sentence.
Hey, Bud, I got a question for you, Prof. You ever heard that thing, a phrase? Don't shoot the messenger, but pay attention to the message.
Hell yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? And oftentimes, man, what the problem is that motherfuckers, folks get confused with the messenger because they might not be privy to the messenger. They might not like how it's delivered. They might not like person. They might envy the motherfucker. They may hate the motherfucker. They may have whatever vendettas they have against the motherfucker that's telling them how to get through whatever it is that they're going through. And
you gotta understand, you don't choose your messenger. You just have to be open to the message because you might get hate hummingbirds, and the messenger comes from a hummingbird. I'm saying
do you care about the messenger? You don't want to do that, and that's the thing. How you gonna say, let's say this, you about a cause, you about your word, but you hate where it came from. It's still your word, but it's where it came from. Man, they get confused off that, bud. That's the problem, man. That's the problem. Even a fool could teach wisdom.
Wait, pass this shit up.
It's
confusing, but it's not confusing because you already made a decision. Even though it's not where you was coming from initially, but you've made a decision, so that decision is what's up.
Right, so they like, you know what, man, this nigga kicking some real shit, but I don't fuck with that motherfucker, man. I'm hating on that motherfucker, so I ain't going to let, you know, he's saying it, so I ain't going to believe it, even though it's real. Even though they spirit and they soul tell him, nigga, listen, pay attention to him. They knocking it. It's crazy, man. The world is not relying on truth, it's relying on prophecy.
That's not crazy.
You don't think that's crazy? All right.
That's how life is. Every motherfucker ain't going to get it.
That's true. Every motherfucker ain't going to get it, but that's a form of...
It can be as clear as day. You know, it can be clear as hell, written on the wall in plain English. But if a motherfucker ain't gonna get it, he ain't gonna get it. But what you supposed to get is you supposed to say, damn, I'm glad I'm strong.
Hell yeah.
As soon as you see a motherfucker is missing where you coming from, you supposed to just congratulate yourself. Man, I am so glad I'm sharp as fuck because I chose these. And gone about it. Because everybody ain't about it, man.
Think about like capitalism, man. Somebody got to be on the top. And in order for capitalism to truly function, people admit this, but somebody got to be at the bottom.
You know, and that's just the nature. That's human nature. That's mother nature right there.
That
motherfuckers
didn't
know that.
That's not capitalism, man.
That's an example of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the result of capitalism.
Okay, now I can see where you're coming from with that.
Capitalism is you want to get whatever you want to fucking extract the last cent out of whatever the fuck you're doing.
But in I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. But also, in order for capitalism to be capitalism, somebody got to be on the bottom because it's a competition game.
I'm not denying that, man. I'm not denying that, but that doesn't mean capitalism because someone's on the bottom. That's
okay.
But that's an aspect of the interest.
But shit, man, I put it to you like this. Even on that, it's like, my thing is this to this day and age. You know, I'm glad that I get it. And I'm glad that the people around me get it or get certain things.
Hey,
but
Mark,
my whole degree is
Marcus,
like...
Marcus,
yeah.
hold on. See, what you and maybe some of these other fellas that's online don't understand is what you just said is all that important. And that's that you glad that you get it. You can't expect other motherfuckers to get it because you get it. But since you don't want to think you so much better than everybody else, you just accept that somebody else can get it. But the truth of the matter is, Marcus, just be glad that you get it. And you cannot expect everyone or anybody to be on the level you own unless they're on it. They'll show you they're on it by what comes out of their mouth. But what I'm saying is you got to understand, separate yourself all the way for real. You try to be one among many. Fuck that.
I'm like Zora Thustra on the mountain. It's a book that if brothers ain't tapped into it, first off, y'all need to tap into rosebudtheauthor.com and find out some real dope because Professor has a lot of Rosebud, for those of you who address him as such, has a lot of books in a lot of different genres from sci-fi to realism. And a lot of us brothers, we grew up in single-parent homes with our mothers raising us. That's a pertinent part of why we're here right now listening to Rosebud, a.k.a. John Dixon. That's a pertinent part of why we're listening to it, because we learned how to develop as men. So if you really want to understand, have some insight as to how to grow and develop, through going through a single-parent household where your mother had to serve as your father and your mother, you need to go and check in on his books at rosebudtheauthor.com. It's a book there for you. But second, man, I do realize everybody can't go. And wisdom and knowledge come slow to some and faster to others. It's about how willing you are to remove all them roadblocks from your mind and just do what comes with your first mind. And that's giving too much right there because it's going into the coursework, so I'm going to slow up.
Marcus, listen, man. I think the way you think, you cheating yourself. You just are. You think because you
hey,
see
hey,
it.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna give you. I'm put it. I'm gonna
listen,
give you a call
man.
Call right here. No, hold on.
Man, I'm not fucking holding on. I'm gonna fucking cut your fucking ass off.
Go ahead.
Let's see what happened. You think it's because you got it or you can see it, anybody can. Or more people than normal should be because it's very clear. That's not the case, man.
I agree with that 100%. Because it's like my mission almost.
You cannot spit what you spit and expecting what you can expect, what you're expecting from it. Because you're expecting people to be on the level you want.
I came up from so many of the same situations that other brothers came up on. That's why, how could you not see it? It's almost like you got to choose to be a blind bat.
Come on, fuck that. I'm out of that. You know, I'm with it. So if you believe that goddamn shit, believe it. What I'm goddamn saying is, fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck who grew up with me. I don't give a fuck who I grew up like. All I give a fuck about is what's happening right now concerning what I'm thinking. So if what I'm thinking is representative in what's happening right now, I'm happy. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about the explanation. I don't give a fuck about the next motherfucker and what they did because of whatever the fuck. I know hella motherfuckers grew up like me, but ain't damn one of them motherfuckers thinking like me, because I think like me. Nobody else think like me. Shit, I don't even want to meet another motherfucker think like me. Has prevalence over anything else that's going on in the world. I'm like that. But I'm saying if a nigga can show me that's how he is, then I can kick him with him. If he can show me that he thinks, this shit don't think, then shit. I'm with that nigga. So we can kick it. Cause my shit don't think. You know why? Cause I chew incense. I chew fucking incense. Cause when I chew this orange incense, you know, when I fart, when I shit, my shit be coming out like that fucking incense. I was just saying, I can say every damn thing about me, and I ain't gonna let nobody control nothing about me. I don't give a fuck what they tell, what they think. The only thing they can do is either accept it or not. That's all they can do with me. Hey, y'all, look, we kicked it for, damn, an hour and a half already. And I really like this, but look, I got some new tools. This shit is dope. Go to my site. Mentality tools, but these are different kind of mentality tools. I got integrity tools. You motherfuckers don't know. You don't have no integrity. You don't know how important having integrity is. Especially integrity to where the moment if you got it. If you don't see you have it, then you can't even be trusted. So what I'm saying, I talk shit, but I back my shit up with teaching. I'm gone.